charter has no food service.
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh, well. I don't know if I can say this. It's sort of like a porch, it could be like a porch boat between two parts of the house.
Between two parts of the house, okay. What do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts connected by a roof and cover the opening, an opening area there between?
Okay.
All right, the house with, that has two separate rooms, I don't know if I draw a picture or not, usually single rooms, they're connected by a roof that covers the open area between the two rooms. Do you remember that at all?
So we have two inside of the house?
Two separate rooms, they're connected by a roof. No, they're separate and they have a roof between the two.
Oh, it's like, so like two rooms, separate individual, and there's a, there is one roof covering the two. But there's outside around them.
No, okay, that's all right. What do you call a house with a long entry hall that's set at a 90 degree angle to a single room, to a large single room? It has a, you know, has a big long entry hall, at right angle to it, it has an open room.
Well, in our house, there's one entry hall, and so that room, that's a living family room.
What about any other small houses of any particular distinctive design that you know of, any interesting little houses or any terms for them?
Think, oh, like Swiss, Spanish, Adobe, English, Georgian, so there's not a little bit.
What kind of house would you call them, said that houses several families?
That houses several families, mm-hmm. One house?
Mm-hmm.
Not like apartments?
No, any other house?
Oh, no, I can't think of what you call that. Well, a boarding house? No, I don't know what you call
that. All right, that's good. Anything else? You said apartment house, boarding house, anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What? You heard of, you heard of the term tenement?
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 I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm just, you know, a tenement house or a tenement, no?
Okay. Oh, I know what you, like rooms are for, are let, are you let rooms?
So I was going to say, is there a difference, do you know, between a tenement and an apartment house?
Probably, isn't that, you know, privately owned or?
Is it?
I don't know, that's what I'm asking. Only way I knew that, that rang a bell, was because there's one right across my dorm here.
Okay. What do you call a building in which the residents own the building and share expenses of maintenance, et cetera?
Oh boy, you sublet it?
No, they're buying it.
Two people are buying it?
No, I'm not two people. I mean, it's a large building. There will be several people in it. All of them are buying.
Part of it.
Yeah, they own their particular part, but then they share together in the mutual maintenance.
I don't know, I should know that because we're doing something like that in accounting right now.
You have the term condominium?
Oh, condominium. Is that what it's condominium?
Well, what would you call a condominium?
Well, I don't know. I don't know too much about it. I guess.
Well, when you hear the term, what does that mean to you?
Condominium? Mm-hmm. Oh, probably that you're renting. I don't think that, well, I guess you do in a condominium. You do buy it, though, don't you? You do own it. It is yours. But like you say, everybody has access to, like, around it, you know.
What do you call an apartment that occupies one entire level of a building, let's say?
Flat? I mean,
flat.
Penthouse on the top, entire.
Most apartment buildings have got a man who does certain kind of minor plumbing, electrical repair. What's he called?
The superintendent.
Okay. There's usually one tenant in the building also who works closely with the owners or something else, tenants, et cetera. What would you call
The handyman or the
What kind of equipment do you need to take care of a yard?
A lawnmower,
what do you call a lawnmower that's runs by itself? I mean,
I don't know, but if you find one, let me know.
Well, no, I don't mean it runs by itself, but I mean it's
a rider lawnmower,
it's motor or powered or something. What do you call it?
Well, motor powered.
Yeah,
I'd call a lawnmower. I mean, I'd say it's a lawnmower. That's like something that you ride, the tractor mower, a rider mower.
All right, a rider mower. Okay.